It's called the Silver Tsunami, and it is headed straight for Michigan. You see, Michigan's median age is currently 40. But listen to this. By 2025, people over age 65 will outnumber those under 17. And that's the first time that's ever happened. And communities in Michigan need to be ready for these aging baby boomers. Auburn Hills was the very first of just seven communities in Michigan to have been designated by the AARP as age friendly. So let's see what they're doing right. Karen Adcock is Director of Senior Services at the Auburn Hills Department of Senior Services. Karen, what is Auburn Hills doing to become age friendly?
Thank you, Cynthia, for the question. What we did, we started about 5 years ago. We decided to take a deep dive into what our community is and what our community will be. And we have an aging population just like everybody else. So we partnered up first with the state of Michigan for the Community for the Lifetime, and then we did an assessment to see where we're at, what's good, what's bad, what we need to work on. And then we decided to take a deeper dive and join the AARP Livable Communities Network. And that's a 5-year process where we went to the community members to find out what they think about Auburn Hills as an aging population. But we also spoke with residents that are not seniors because they're up-and-coming seniors, and we wanted to know what will they want as they age in place. So we did 7 community conversations around the city. We did several focus study groups, and we also included the business community to find out their take on working or having customers that are older adults and how it impacts their business or how can it improve their business. And then we took all that information, created an action plan that gave us over 20 action items that our city council and our planning commission embraced and put into their city goals to move forward to have an age-friendly community.
So you've listened to all kinds of stakeholders, digested that. Give us an idea then of what's on the to-do list to make Auburn Hills more age-friendly. What kinds of things are being done and planned?
Alrighty. So what we did, we took all the ideas from everybody that was part of it in the survey and created, like I said, the action plan. And we had some low hanging fruit. And then we had some other areas that needed to take deep dives. And one of the things that we looked at is universal design. You know, we worked very closely with our planning commission, and universal design is very important for an older adult to be able to age in place. And a lot of homes that are built in the 50s, 60s, and 70s are definitely not age friendly. So our planning department, along with our community development director, Steve Cohen, developed a universal design ordinance where we encourage builders, we can't make them, but we encourage builders to look at universal design and building new development.
So what kinds of things might be in new looks in design and things that are just more senior friendly?
A lot of it's not new looks. It's wider doorways, zero entry into the home. So, you know, you're going to a little bit wider doorway, zero entrance, the master bedroom and bathroom on the first floor. And looking to make it more age-friendly, because you never know it, whether it's an older adult or someone that has a car accident or fall or crutches. When you go into a home that is not universally designed, you start seeing those barriers. You go into a bathroom. If you have a walker and a bathroom's small, trying to navigate the walker or a wheelchair, et cetera. So we've had several builders that kind of embrace that as they do their building, and it's better for everybody, no matter what age you're working at.
And then also, I have to imagine public spaces, city buildings and public spaces. What kinds of changes might we see there?
Well, in our public spaces, there's not a lot of changes because the city was pretty proactive in being ADA compliant. When we built our community center, we were very cognitive of all ages and all abilities that utilize our community center. So we had the wider doorways. We have the access in the hallways, handicap buttons, and that type of stuff. So it's all very user-friendly no matter what age you are.
And it sounds like the end game, if you will, is to try to keep people living at home in Auburn Hills just as long as possible.
You know, yes, as long as somebody can safely live in their home as they age, people want to stay home. They want to stay in the community. They've raised their children. They want to be where their doctors, their churches, their friends, and their family are. And our whole focus has been as long as safely possible to have somebody, you know, stay in their home, because then they're contributing members of the community they help build.
Do you believe Auburn Hills will be ready by 2025 when we hit that historic mark where my baby boom generation is going to outnumber those 17 and under?
I believe we're in the right direction.
Okay.
By taking this step, we've looked at other areas of what do we need to do. The conversation has already started with our planning commission, our city council. But what also happened was a dialogue started with every department within our city. Our police and fire knew about the aging population, but DPW and the treasurer's office, anybody that interacts with the public, understanding that it's going to be a different population coming in, what are their needs? But the other thing is, too, is our coworkers. You know, a lot of our coworkers are older, so how do we work with them? Or coworkers that are caregivers, and how do we make sure that we can accommodate the needs for everybody, because everybody's affected by an aging population.
Karen, I know you're on an AARP task force that's kind of working to make Michigan more age-friendly. What specific actions is the task force hoping the state will take?
Well, we're hoping the state will designate a department that will be working at making the state age-friendly. There's several states in the United States right now that have that designation as being age friendly. And what we're hoping that Michigan will do is make that a high priority in making Michigan age friendly. You know, whether it be with direct funding or coordinating or providing services, but understanding that the population is aging and we want to make sure that, you know, we're ready.
Are you actually thinking of asking for a department on aging?
Would it be ideal? Yes. Is it realistic? I don't know. We're hoping that either the department currently that's there can broaden into someone that's dedicated to working on the age-friendly process, because there is work. You know, you got to understand that it's going to take work. It's not easy if you really want to get the answers that you're truly looking for. And, you know, whether it be convening an advisory board to create the action plan, going to the communities, talking to each, because every community is different. You know, Auburn Hills is as different as Petoskey, as it is Ortonville, as it is Lansing. And every community's seniors have different needs. They have the basic needs, but they also have different needs of what they want their community to be, a livable community. So, you know, I think having someone that's designated that can be coordinating all of that and gathering that information, going to the boots on the ground type of fact gathering will be good.
And it sounds like that is really your advice to other cities as well as to the state.
Absolutely. You know, you can't provide services or programs if you don't know what your community needs. And you need to really find out, go to the people that are going to access your services. And it doesn't have to be government doing everything. I don't believe government should or could do everything. But find out what needs to happen and then coordinate it. Develop partnerships. Work with, you know, different agencies. Work with the nonprofits. Work with higher education. Work with the schools. If you have a game plan, you know what you need to do, then look at all the different partners in your community and partner up with them.
The city of Auburn Hills showing the rest of communities in Michigan how to prepare for the silver tsunami at that point in 2025 when folks over age 65 will outnumber those under 17. Karen Adcock is with the Auburn Hills Department of Senior Services. Karen, thank you. It was great talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much.